Photo: amateur detectorist unearths rare necklace linked to Henry VIII, a thrilling discovery. By Amy Furr on February 4, 2023. An amateur detectorist in England made a thrilling discovery that history experts almost did not believe. Charlie Clark was a rookie metal detectorist. Someone who uses a metal detector as a hobby. In 2019, when he found an ornate gold pendant in Warwickshire, England, CNN reported Thursday. Engraved on the heart-shaped pendant are symbols of the Tudor King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, who married him in 1509. Clark recalled, "It was just outstanding. Nobody thinks you're ever going to pull out that. In my lifetime especially, I can imagine in 30 lifetimes." A photo shows the 500-year-old piece, which Clark discovered in a field. One side features an entwined rose and pomegranate bush and the other shows the initials H and K. And on both sides the writing Tofts plus years, which is connected to the French word toujours that means always, per CNN. The pendant reportedly dates from the year 1521, according to Historic England. This beautiful pendant is a thrilling discovery, giving us a tangible connection to Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon, and enriches our understanding of the royal court at the time, said Chief Executive of Historic England, Duncan Wilson. After the discovery, Clark eventually notified the British Museum. The museum's curator of Renaissance Europe, Rachel King, was stunned. She recalled thinking, "What is this? Is this for real?" And it was such a challenge to me in the sense that could this be 19th century, could it be just costume jewelry? The museum later performed scientific analysis which dated the object before 1530. King's team members speculated it may have been a prize or worn as a costume for a tournament or joust. Now, Clark is waiting for the piece to be sold and hopes to put the money toward his child's education. That's probably a find of 10 or 100 lifetimes. I mean, to find something that you could directly trace to royalty. I mean, that's just amazing, Andrew Siffer of East Coast Research and Discovery told ABC News.